Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 7th of September, The Significance of the Hyssop. Describing the inauguration of the First Covenant, the Apostle Paul explained, "For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, 'This is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you.' Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry." With respect to the blood of the everlasting covenant, water, scarlet wool, and hyssop are symbols of the word of the Father, the Zoe life that was in the blood of Christ, and the application of these elements to our lives by the Holy Spirit. In this regard, hyssop speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit, lifting up the wine of participation in the new covenant. Noting the use of hyssop for the application of the elements of blood and water, we recall that the blood of the Passover lamb was applied with hyssop to the doorposts and lintels of the Israelite houses. Similarly, the water of purification for sin and uncleanness was applied to a person or to their house using hyssop. Significantly, hyssop was used to lift the sponge which was full of sour wine to the mouth of Jesus so that he could be the first to drink wine in the new creation kingdom of God. As Christ drank this wine, he gave to us a participation in his body and blood, along with our fellowship in his offering, which he had accomplished for us. This fellowship gives us access to the washing of regeneration, enables us to be born of God as a new creation, joins us with Christ as sons of God, and restores us to the Father's house in the kingdom of God. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 9, verses 19 to 21, Exodus chapter 12, verse 22, Numbers chapter 19, verse 18, John chapter 19, verse 29, Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 and Isaiah chapter 56 verse 5. For further study, Numbers chapter 19.